in chains. I've been changed. Come on, church. No, I've been changed. Well, the angels in heaven done signed my name. So we know we've been changed. The angels in heaven done signed our name. Trying to get to this morning. You are not your own. You was brought with a price. I'm not talking about the price that you paid for that house, that two-bedroom house, six-bedroom house. This price you paid, that was paid, it was with a life of Jesus Christ. Right. His Father paid, gave his Son for us. This man had stripes. He had nails put in his feet. Hands had nails put in his sides, had pierced stripes on his back. Lord have mercy. Could you imagine your child being tortured? He had a rim. You know what? I looked at that rim they put on his head. To me, that was a crown still representing who he was. Lord have mercy. I'm just thinking. I don't know where you are, but that's what I keep thinking every time I think about that rim they thought was so bad on this man's head. Praise Lord. Help me right now. You are not just an in your sin. Therefore, you should honor God with your body.
That's right.
Help me, Lord, right now. So I went to Romans 12:4. If you want to change and turn to me there, it says, for just as each of us have one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function. That's just like the body of the church. We all don't have the same thing. We all don't do the same things. So we all can't do the same things. So we all shouldn't be trying to do the same thing. Okay, let's go on down to the other part. So in Christ, we, through many, form one body, and each member belong to all the other. That means I got all of these different parts of me. And let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you, if it had not been for this body of mine, these legs, my feet had been swelling all week. But it hadn't been for these old legs that I could kind of put them up on elevation where I can elevate them up to get this swelling down, I wouldn't be here just
come on.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. All right, come on.
So God gave me them to help me out.
Come on, now,
and that's how it is with us in this church as a body church. You got different parts of this body of a church that we're supposed to help each other, not cut each other.
Amen.
Then I go to that scripture,
that's right.
5:22 in Galatians.
Yeah.
Fruit of the Spirit.
Come on, come on.
Help me, Lord. We so easily forget that fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We want to claim love, but we don't want to show love. But we love to show evil. Hallelujah. We love to show that evil, but we don't want to show that love. We want to cut with that knife. And I'm not talking about the knife from that honor. I'm not talking about that armor that God gave us. I'm not talking about that sword. I'm talking about that evil honor where we like to cut and pull in at each other. We need to change that and give ourselves a new kind of armor of love and start showing each other that God's body is supposed to be a different way. It's telling us right here, honor that body. Just like he gave us a whole armor. Go to Ephesians 6. Am I right or wrong? Ephesians 6 say he gave us a whole armor. And that old armor covers us to protect us. So no harm come to us. He protects us. So why can't we protect his body? We let any and everything come into this body. We let our friends whisper in our ears, oh, child, he ain't about nothing. She ain't about nothing. If I don't like a girl, you ain't got no business. Like, don't do this. Turn it off. Walk away. If you can't show no love, take it away. God don't show nothing. You remember when they was taking God away? And the man cut the soldier's ear off. What did God do? He picked it up and healed it right. Oh, Lord, what kind of love is that?
My Lord.
Jesus. Come on, church. Come on.
Amen.
That's what God wants from us.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
That's right.
That's why he said we got so many different parts of this body that we can demonstrate love.
Yeah.
We got these arms. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to wrap around each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're supposed to hold each other tight.
Yeah.
But what we do,
yeah.
Oh, Lord,
yeah.
Get away.
Yeah.
And you see him in church.
Come on.
I say I love. Pastor not here today, but Pastor Stinger, I make you think I love rubbing Pope, but in my heart, I ain't got no love.
Come on, minister.
Have mercy.
You can fool Pastor Stinger some of the time.
Come on.
But my Lord and Savior Jesus, you can't fool no time.
Yeah.
Because
he
see all.
That's right.
He know all.
Yeah. Right.
And believe
right.
me,
yeah.
I know it. Because I know there's things in my life I done thought that I got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
When Christ showed me, you ain't get away with it.
You get away with it.
And believe me, when you get up yonder, he going to let you know,
I remember.
I see on it.
Yeah.
So when you get ready to sit in that chair, and he get ready to check that list, you thought Santa checked the list.
Mm.
But when Christ checks his list,
get ready. Yeah.
Because it ain't going to be like you thought it was.
Yeah.
So we need to get our house.
Yeah.
In order.
That's right.
Get our list.
Yeah.
In order. Get these old bodies.
Yeah.
In order.
That's right.
So when it comes together,
it'll
all fit right.
Mm-hmm.
The feet is going to connect
good
with the leg and the knee and the hip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in the trussle, in all the rest of the joints.
Mm-hmm.
All of it's going to be working together.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And when I go to hug Reverend Smith,
look,
I can say this because I don't feel nothing bad in my heart for nobody.
Come on, now, Daddy.
Me and this brother, my husband will tell you, I'm the type, if I got something to say about you, I'm going to say it.
Sure.
Once I don't say it, I'm finished.
That's right.
I had something to say. I said it to him. This was a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
I done said it, and I love him from my heart.
That's right.
I ain't got no more to say. It's done.
Amen. Amen.
It is done. None of your business, from Jasper.
That's all right, man.
I take you from my heart.
That's all right.
But this is what God wants. Fix it up, church. This is what God wants.
That's right.
He talks about us. In the word.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be straightforward.
Yeah.
And why God gave me this, and I kept saying, why are you talking about the many members?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And at first I couldn't connect it. Here you telling me first about your body being a temple, and then you flip around and tell me about the many members and the function of the body.
That's right.
Then it connected. You look at, if you get all of that straight, think about how the members is going to be.
Yeah.
And then how many members you're going to have coming up
That's right.
There.
That's right.
How's that going to be?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be flowing over and over and over.
Yeah.
Pastor ain't got to do nothing but stand. You know what I mean? Do you understand where I'm trying to get the picture? That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you ain't got to pretend.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to make tent.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if you don't know the word and you haven't come to Jesus, you got to do one thing. You got to give up. You got to confess. You got to turn yourself over to Christ.
Yeah.
You have to pick up Luke 9:23. Deny yourself and come over to Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to tell you everything is easy, because what you've done in the world, you've done it for a long time. So don't think everything's going to be peaches and cream.
That's right. Amen.
But when you come over to Christ,
right.
you'll start seeing how your life will start being an easier street.
Come on,
And you'll see, well, Lord, I understand. But see, I'm going to show you. You can't think you can sit home and just do nothing. Yeah. It's a workmanship with it. I remember I told the Sunday school about this. A man was on TV talking about he didn't believe in Christ because he heard that he ain't seen nobody walk on water, and he didn't see nobody turn water into wine. I said, Lord, I told my husband, I wished he could come to 554 Rockbridge Drive and see the healing that's at my house. He will see a miracle.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Talk about it.
If you want to see something,
yeah,
but you got to step out what they call a box and get on the train of glory and walk with Christ.
Yeah.
And see what Christ got in store for you. If you want to know what he's about.
Yeah.
Because that's how he is. He's not a God that's set on a pew. And I know, believe me, I know me. I remember my sister used to tell me, Lord, Lou, all you got to do is hear the music. Because see, Christ is in me. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something. I ain't calling nothing. I ain't trying to make nobody feel nowhere. But I can't stand to sit and see. Well. Talking about, oh, I don't feel nothing, so I got to go. Christ is here. When I walk in, I'm going to bring him with me.
Wow.
So I ain't got to feel nothing. When I don't feel nothing, I didn't bring him with me.
Amen.
I didn't bring him with me. So you know if you want to rock, you rock. If you want to clap, you clap. That's why God said you got many members. You got your feet. You can pat. You got your hands. You can clap. You got your shoulders. You can rock. God has given you so much that you can use to glorify him, to honor him. That's what these old bodies are for. But I can tell you back in the day, back in the day, I bet you was rocking and bopping and everything. Couldn't stop you. But now we so sophisticated, we can't even move. Or when we was trying to get that man or woman, we did everything in the world, but now we so sophisticated, we can't even move from the bench.
That's all right.
I never even see. Sometimes we read and we read over. We read over. We don't research. And then when I read it, I had to go back and start reading more about it. Then I start understanding. I'm like, Lord, I got what you're saying. So, church, if we take these bodies and use them the way Christ wants us to use them honor him to the best of our ability. Can you imagine what not only this church, but every church across the nation would be? And how it would be? Oh, Lord, my God. Help me, Jesus. Oh, we would give Satan a run for his money. He wouldn't have no place to go. You hear me? I'm just saying. So I just charge you. Just a little charge. Just to say, I'm going to take this old body of mine and make some changes. I'm going to take this old body instead of me just sitting there on Sunday mornings and just, I might just do maybe a little clap when the choir sing or when the pastor is preaching. You know, when your pastor is preaching and you just sitting there, Lord have mercy, he's preaching. Give him some input. When the Temptations were singing, you gave them some input. Give the pastor some input. I'm just telling it for real. Give him some input. Show him that you're real. What did you sing, Sister Lucy? Real. Let God know that you're real. That's honoring him, God. That ain't honoring Pastor Stinger. Because, see, Pastor don't care about you honoring, because he know who he is and who he represents. That's what I truly believe. So I'm not going to keep you long. And Father in heaven, I ask you to forgive me, because I know I didn't say my prayer, even though I prayed the whole time I was here. But my God, I prayed and asked God, give me what you have for what I must say and what I must do. Because you know what? Nobody gonna get me to heaven but me. So I just tell y'all this morning, if you haven't made your change in your life, step out on Christ. Ask him to be your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Pick up this Bible. And if I tell you something I learned, I used to say, I know, this thing, I know everything about him. I do not know everything about this man. It is no way in heaven I will ever know everything about him. But I'm trying to learn as much as I can. And if you don't know, you have enough around that can help you. You have teachers. You have ministers. You have pastors. You have members. Don't stand by the wayside and let yourself come short without knowing the Lord. And don't be afraid, because you know what? They didn't put the index here for nothing. It's a purpose. It's a purpose for it. Don't be ashamed. I hear people, they looked in the index. Well, you know what? You can say about Minister Cruz all you want. Because I know it was there for a purpose. And if I got to use it, I'm going to use it. So I'm just telling you, church family, open up your heart. Let God receive you and just reach out to him. Because I'm going to tell you, he will wrap you up in his love, tie you up in his spirit. And if you allow him, he will tangle you up in his blood. Oh, and there's nothing like him. You think going out partying on a Friday night is something? But when that Holy Ghost get to you, and you get the Holy Ghost and start shouting, hallelujah, it ain't nothing can outdo it. Telling you. I'm telling you. So I just say to all of you, I pray that this word that I have brought tell you something, because I know in my heart that I have been changed. I know where I have been, and I know where I'm praying to go. And I know I'm striving to be where God will want me to go. I can't say where I want to go, where he wants me to go. So if anybody needs to get on the train to glory, pick up this old book. Pick up this old book and start reading it. And first of all, you need to commit and come on into the house of the Lord. Don't sit there on that bench and say, I'm going to do it the next time or the next time. The next time might be too late. Might be too late. I just had a friend, my niece just called me and told me the young lady was so lucky. A friend of hers OD'd. OD'd. 30-some-year-old young lady. And her mother got to her just in time.
Praise the Lord.
And I'm praying that she look and see that was God. Her mama praying for her. So I'm praying. Don't let your wait on the Lord be too long. Heaven smile upon you. God bless you all. And I hope.